answer past, penetrating and perfect truth. This is all that matters. Even 100,000, maybe countless. Now you can see and hear it. You can remember and accept it. I want to make the Buddhist truth one with myself.
Amish the Buddha, Amish the Dharma, Amish the Sangha. Yesterday I talked about the teaching in one of the paragraphs of the first part of the Shishogi by Great Master Dogen. This teaching cautioned us about keeping company with people who are very deluded. The next paragraph provides more light on why this is so important, and also why training itself is so important, and why the right attitude towards training and its place in human life is so important. This paragraph, I'll just read this paragraph here. There are three periods into which the karmic consequences of good and evil fall. Really should say, to be more accurate, good and evil acts. There are three periods into which the karmic consequence of good and evil actions fall. One is the consequence experienced in this present world. The second is consequences experienced in the next world. And the third consequence experienced in the world after the next one. One must understand this very clearly before undertaking this training in the way of the Buddhas and ancestors. Otherwise, mistakes will be made by many and they will fall into heresy. In addition to this, their lives will become evil and their suffering will be prolonged. Three periods of karmic consequence into which our actions of good and evil fall. Which the consequences of our actions of good and evil fall. What is meant by this present world? I've always viewed that as the immediate aftermath of the act, but we can also understand it as any time in this present life following that act. So suppose that I do a very willfully evil act of murdering someone. I have to live with the consequences of that for the rest of my life, obviously. Or suppose I save someone's life from drowning, say. I jump in a river and save someone from drowning. Well, I have to live with the consequences of that for the rest of my life, too. Some of the consequences might not be very pleasant. I may get pneumonia, for example. But I think that the spiritual consequences, the beneficial spiritual consequences of such an unselfish act far outweigh any other consequences, any of the more negative consequences. In either case, obviously one has to live with the consequences for the rest of one's life. Remember that the teaching on karma is more accurately termed the teaching on karma and rebirth. So there's more than this life to take into account. If one does a very wicked act, its karmic jangles may persist through many lifetimes and may lead to rebirths in states of great misery. So, there are the consequences in this present life, one's present condition of existence, but one also has to take into account consequences for future lives. So let's say that the second period of karmic consequence is, say, the next life or so, the next rebirth or so. And then there's a third one, and we can view that as the more distant future, maybe going on into hundreds or thousands of years and many generations of rebirth in various forms of existence. So the lesson here, very simply, is if you leave big karmic jangles of pain and confusion, don't expect just to walk away scot-free from it, either immediately after the act or any time in this lifetime or in the future extending out into a considerable distance. And since you don't know the distance and you don't know the various states of misery that may come out of that one act, means one has to take one's actions very seriously. Similarly, the merit of a single truly unselfish act, the merit of just normal daily training of oneself in meditation and the precepts, can extend way beyond this lifetime and be a blessing for untold numbers of beings and untold numbers of realms of existence. In the near future, and especially in the distant future, the more distant future. Note that great Master Dogen says, one must understand this very clearly. One must understand about this nature of karmic consequence and rebirth very clearly before undertaking any training in the way of the Buddhas and ancestors. Well, I certainly didn't have much of a concept of this before undertaking the training. But ideally, one would have some kind of, perhaps I had a kind of intuitive appreciation of it or sense of it. Certainly, if one makes an unquestioned lifetime commitment to a way of training, there must be something like that going on. One must have some sense of the incredible gravity of what one is undertaking. But he says if one does not have some appreciation of this truth of karma and rebirth, mistakes can be made, and one can fall into heresy, that is, into very deluded ways of thinking. And our lives can become evil, and our suffering can be prolonged. People often wonder why some people seem to pretty well get away with anything in this life. Do all kinds of evil acts and get away with it and die in their bed at a ripe old age. What great Master Dogen is saying here is nobody gets away with anything. A person may have been born in this lifetime with a sufficient load of merit to provide a buffer to the more extreme manifestations of suffering that will come from their evil acts in this lifetime. But when that buffer of merit is dissolved through continued willful evil acts, then the load of misery that is going to descend on one is great indeed. In this perspective, this present lifetime of ours is just a little part of a much, much bigger picture. And we can see how crucial our practice of Buddhism can be for influencing a course of karma and rebirth that may flow on for a very long time. The choice that Rim Master Dogen is pointing to is the choice between making a mountain of suffering for ourselves and for others, or making a mountain of merit that will be a blessing to ourselves and others. Just as it can be the case that a person who leads a very evil life may seem to be buffered during that lifetime from the worst manifestations of suffering result from his or her actions, so it can be the case that a very good person, a person who lives a very good and decent life, a very perceptual life, perhaps even a very enlightened person, may experience a great deal of turmoil and suffering in this lifetime. That also is karma being reaped in this lifetime. Past life karma being reaped in this lifetime. Karma from the period before conversion in this lifetime being reaped in this lifetime. When we undertake training sincerely, when we truly take the precepts to heart, we truly give ourselves the Buddha's path without reservations, without holding back. We invite our past karma to come due in this lifetime so that it can all be cleaned up and dealt with, so that we leave this lifetime with a clean slate and indeed with a great accumulation of merit. So you cannot take a simplistic, short-term point of view about these things. And that's what Great Master Dogen is pointing out. You see, a person could undertake training, begin the process of training, and maybe advance into it quite a ways. And at some point say, well, I undertook this training to come to the, to realize the cessation of suffering. But look how much I'm suffering. You know, it's not working for me. I might as well just say the hell with it and indulge every whim. If I'm going to just suffer anyway? Where is that person so very wrong? They're only seeing it in terms of the short term. They're not seeing it in terms of the long term. Dogen is saying here, you've got to see it in terms of the short term and the long term, and even the very long term. And you have to trust the merits of training to take care of everything in the long run. You have to trust that without fail, evil is vanquished and good prevails. And you have to be willing to have the faith to prove that in your own life. By sticking to the training like a bulldog and letting nothing throw you off of it or tempt you away from it. Only with great faith can we come to great enlightenment. So this is why we have to have some gut level understanding of this short and long-term nature of karma and rebirth, so that we will not make the mistakes of which he's talking and fall into delusion. Great Master Dogen knew Buddhism, the history of Buddhism, very well indeed. He knew that people had fallen into these forms of heresy or deluded views of what Buddhism is about, what is meant by heresy, and had as a result gone seriously off the path, all the while convincing themselves that they'd found a better way. We are not going to find a better way than steady, patient training in meditation and the precepts, in trusting one's teacher and the teaching, in living an upright, perceptual life, and keeping a distance, a respectful distance from worldly views, worldly practices, worldly influences, in sticking doggedly, determinedly to doing our own training. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.